One system, many laws. How organic waste, stormwater, and dumpsters became a perfect regulatory storm. To really understand why dumpsters are under so much scrutiny today, you have to look at how multiple regulations quietly converged on the same problem. None of these laws were written about dumpsters specifically, but together, they all point directly at them. The Clean Water Act, where IT all starts. The Clean Water Act was created to stop pollution before it reaches rivers, lakes, and oceans. Over time, regulators learned that pollution doesn't just come from factories. It comes from everyday places, parking lots, loading docks, trash areas, wherever rainwater contacts contaminants. That's why stormwater runoff is regulated, and why cities are responsible for what enters their storm drain systems. MS4, why cities can't ignore dumpsters. Cities operate MS4 systems, municipal storm drains. Under federal law, cities must prevent polluted runoff from entering those systems. If pollution from a private dumpster flows into a storm drain, the city is still on the hook. That's why cities are required to identify pollution sources, enforce controls, require inspections, prove prevention. Dumpsters quickly rise to the top of that list. SWPP and BMPs, the prevention toolbox. Stormwater rules don't just say, don't pollute. They require prevention plans, SWPPs, and physical controls called BMPs. BMPs are supposed to keep rain from contacting pollutants, covered dumpsters, enclosures, maintenance, inspections. If rain is getting into trash, the BMP is failing, by definition. Then SB 1383 enters the picture. SB 1383 changed everything. California realized that organic waste, food waste in particular, was driving methane emissions in landfills. So the state mandated organic waste separation, diversion, and reduction. Suddenly, dumpsters weren't just trash containers. They became regulated organic waste systems. Organic waste plus rain equal to multiplied risk. Here's where the systems collide. Organic waste is wet, heavy, and biodegradable. When rain enters dumpsters filled with food waste, it accelerates decomposition and produces leachate. That leachate is highly contaminated, far worse than dry trash runoff. So now one dumpster can create organic waste violations, stormwater violations, Clean Water Act liability, MS4 enforcement issues. All at the same time, how this hits haulers. For haulers, SB 1383 means cleaner separation and lower contamination. But wet organic waste makes everything harder. Loads get heavier. Leachate leaks during transport. Cardboard and recyclables get ruined. Entire loads get rejected. What started as rain turns into compliance and cost problems downstream. Property owners and managers caught in the middle. Property owners control the site. Property managers control day-to-day operations. Under stormwater and SB 1383 rules, both are expected to prevent leachate, polluted runoff, contamination, scavenging. When dumpsters are open, uncovered, or overflowing, enforcement doesn't care who meant well. They care who failed to prevent the problem. Scavenging and illegal dumping, the hidden multipliers. Open dumpsters invite scavenging and illegal dumping. Bags get torn open, waste spreads onto pavement. Rainwater picks it up and carries it away. What started as an organic waste issue becomes a stormwater discharge. And now, multiple regulations are triggered by one failure. Why enforcement is increasing? Cities are under pressure from both state and federal regulators. SB 1383 requires proof of organic waste compliance. MS4 permits require proof of stormwater prevention. Both require documentation, inspections, and follow-through. Dumpsters sit right at the intersection of both mandates. Why physical controls are the common solution. The only way to satisfy all these regulations at once is prevention at the source. Keep rain out. Keep waste contained. Inspect regularly. Document everything. Steel dumpster roofs and enclosures do what policies can't. They remove the opportunity for failure. The full circle. The Clean Water Act is about protecting waterways. MS4 rules are about city responsibility. SWPPs and BMPs are about prevention. SB 1383 is about controlling organic waste. Dumpsters sit at the crossroads of all four. When you fix dumpsters, you're not just solving one problem. You're solving several at once. This isn't about dumpsters. It's about stopping pollution where the systems overlap, before it spreads, before it finds, and before it becomes everyone's problem.